George Sand, the 19th century author, is a story unto herself. She was a French woman who wore men's clothes, smoked cigars, and slept with Chopin. Her great subject was love, her recurring theme, the legal inequities for women in marriage. She wrote numerous novels, plays, political essays, travel books, journals, and brilliant letters, the most famous to Flaubert. Her admirers included Balzac, Dostoevsky, Walt Whitman, and Charlotte Bronte. Now, Rosalind Brackenberry brings us Becoming George Sand and resurrects the author's story with a parallel story in present day. As the novel opens in Edinburgh, Maria is reading the 19th century writer's autobiography and, like Sand before her, having an extramarital affair with a younger man. Rosalind Brackenberry was born in London, grew up in the south of England, earned a history degree at Cambridge, and has lived in Scotland and France. She now lives in Key West. She worked as a book reviewer from 1994 to 2006, newspaper columnist, and was a writer in residence at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg. Welcome, Rosalind. Congratulations on your book, and thanks for stopping by the Book Report.
Well, thank you.
Your book's been called an impressionistic portrait of Sand. Wow, that's great praise.
Yes, right. I was pleased.
So why George Sand? Why now?
Well, I think she's got a lot to say to modern women. I mean, she always did have, but she's an extraordinarily contemporary voice and dealing in her life with a lot of the things that we're still dealing with that we all thought we would, you know, deal with easily. But so I think she's an encouraging person for modern women to read and to think about.
How much research did you actually do? How long did it take you to sort of understand her life?
Well, I did a lot of research in her quite a long time ago. This book took me forever to write. I started reading her a long time ago, and I went to, I read a lot of her and her letters, and also went to her houses in France and went to Mallorca, where she was with Chopin, which comes into the book. So quite a bit, but in a relaxed sort of way. You know, I wasn't rushing around focusing on George Sand. I just kept kind of thinking about her for a long time.
For those readers who aren't familiar with her work, what would you recommend as a good introductory novel of hers to read?
Oh, she wrote so many. I like her Story of My Life very much because that tells you all about her. I mean, some of her novels are better than others, but she wrote for money and she was a big success in her day. So she was sometimes, you can say, they were slightly potboilers and sometimes they were wonderfully good. I mean, she always was a good writer, but others, I don't know what's translated into English now. I think people should just go online and see what they can find and, see what of hers is available. I know her Story of My Life is in English, and that's a very good, interesting one to begin with. There's a shortened version. You don't have to read through five or six volumes as I did.
I'm not a fan of abridgments, but...
No, quite. But yeah. I think the English translation is a shortened version.
Was she criticized in her life for her numerous affairs and her, as it's called, unashamed sexuality?
Well, I'm sure there's always someone to criticize about this. So, yes, I mean, she was, but she also lived in an era just after the French Revolution when it wasn't too unusual. I mean, she wasn't completely unlike other people, of her milieu in Paris at the time. And she was criticized for wearing men's clothes and, you know, going around in pants and dressed as a guy and smoking in public and for some of her opinions. She was also criticized for her political opinions because she was a socialist and very interested in justice and freedom. And so she got criticized for other things as well as her sexual behavior and seems to have weathered it pretty well. Really. But she was also very much admired by the people she lived with in the country who, you know, saw a different side of herself.
How did you begin to write Maria, sort of the parallel story?
Well, that was difficult because I didn't know who she was to start with. I wanted a contemporary woman. I wanted her not to be me. I couldn't think whether she was going to be English or American for a while. It neither worked. And in the end, I made her Scottish, which I lived in Scotland for 12 years. And that suddenly seemed to gel. You know, I suddenly saw her as a person rather than a sort of aspect of myself, a different person, a character came to life as soon as I put her in in Edinburgh, which I knew well, and began to imagine her life there. So, but that came much later. It was difficult to get Maria somehow.
There's some discussion about that 19th century women found a way to be freer than 21st century women. Talk about that.
Well, Maria gets to wonder that, you know. How did George Sand, she sort of went around with various famous men. I mean, if Françoise Sagan said something about this, she said that if she had been off with various famous men of her generation on trips, you know, everybody would have known about it. Well, even more so now. I mean, you can't move, you know, if you're a famous writer and you take off with a famous musician, you know, the gossip thing starts up immediately. Everybody knows exactly what everyone's doing. So she had more freedom and privacy in a way than we do now, and which immediately means you're freer, I think. I don't know if that answers your question.
It does, it does. With all of our talk about work-life balance, do you think that we're more or less fulfilled now than our historical counterparts?
Well, I think it depends who we are. I mean, you know, there have always been women who've done what they wanted in different eras, and that's a lot geared to class background and freedom from poverty. I mean, you know, people in George Sand's day, women in France weren't living great liberated lives if they were stuck in their villages bearing children, you know. But I think there are always some sort of people who carry the torch, and because they have certain privileges, probably they also are educated. That makes a difference. But probably more women now, I should think, than in the 19th century on the whole, are living fulfilled lives. But we're still racked with guilt and angst and you know, worry about this, that, and the other. So
for her truly bohemian lifestyle, was she actually a good mother?
Well, she was. She took her children with her on her trip to Mallorca. She was a very loving mother and grandmother. And she had her grandchildren to stay at her, you know, later in life. She became rather a sedate person, actually. She didn't die till she was in her 60s. And she had this other aspect to her life of being a good neighbor, she went back to the country. And, you know, as I say, her children and her son lived with her for a long, long time. She fell out with her daughter, who was a difficult person. But the daughter kept dumping the grandchildren on her, and she loved her grandchildren. So she was, you know, she wasn't always just this free spirit rushing around Europe with famous men. She had this other side.
Did she have sort of famous female friends too, other writers in England, for example?
That's a good question. You know, I don't think she connected with anybody in England, as far as I know, but I've never thought about that. She had women friends, yes, close women friends in Paris. And yeah, I'm not sure about the English connection.
Without giving away the ending of your book, I mean, in your opinion, who had the happier ending, Maria or Georges?
Well, you have to look at George's whole life, you know, we know what happened to her, and we know she died in extreme pain, which she could have had, if she'd been alive today, she could have had surgery and been saved. You know, she died of an obstruction of her stomach, which really could have been dealt with today. And Maria, well, she stays in the book, she stays in her 40s, so we don't know what happened to the rest of her life. George divorced her husband and lived alone in the last part of her life. She didn't have, I mean, she had various men with her during her life. Hard to say. I think that there are pressures in the 21st century which simply didn't exist in the 19th on people.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I think at the moment anyway.
What are you working on now?
Well, I'm working on another novel. And it's a little hard to talk about it in case I sort of jinx it, so I'm not going to do that.
Thank you so much for stopping by. The book is a wonderful read. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And I just hope people will enjoy it. I think I'm right to give, you know, hope people will have a lot of pleasure in reading. It shouldn't be a chore. It should be just fun and you know, get in there. Yeah, thank you.
It is a great read. Thank you.